You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My life is getting better, but that makes me nervous. What if it all crashes and burns? Let's get into it.
An angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord swarmed round about them. They were so afraid, so afraid.
Joy to the world.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
This show is so good, it's freaking me out.
Whoa.
Also joined by the producer of said show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Everybody, just be cool. Just be cool.
We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my life is getting better, but that makes me nervous. What if it all crashes and burns? And Glenn, what if indeed?
Well, I think it's important to recognize this is actually a really common thought here,
yeah.
You know, that we, when things go wrong, we have a way of saying, oh, man, I deserve to have it better than this. When things go well, and particularly when they're better than expected, we have a way of questioning that and saying, I don't know if I should have that. I don't know if this makes sense, you know. So we think, you know, what happens if I mess that up, if I don't feel like I earned this in some specific sort of way, it feels like I might be likely to mess it up. I get to thinking, you know, maybe I don't deserve for this to happen to me. And that gets us into a lot of bad areas we want to try and avoid and give you some peace on this.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And Jed, it really is a funny thing that Glenn's describing, where the fact that we're getting something that doesn't meet our expectations can be the thing that throws us out to the point where good or bad, we kind of react the same way, right?
You know, that's so true. It's kind of surprising, but we do have a way of landing there. So a good thing comes into your life, and maybe it's a little bit better than you expected to have happen. And so you start wondering, certainly most of us do, I certainly have, what if I mess it up? What if this is all kind of a cruel charade and it vanishes next week? You know, in other words, the boss gives you a promotion at work that's more than you were expecting. And there's what if he changes his mind? And then it's like, I can't let myself enjoy it because then it'll hurt twice as bad right. when he realizes the error of his ways and says, I'm putting you back to fry cook, right? I don't want to do that.
But I was an accountant.
You know, so what happens, and it's kind of a crazy thing, is we get all these doubts going. Something good has happened, but then we get all these doubts going, doubts about ourself, doubts about our worthiness, doubts about how reliable or sustainable all this is. And all of a sudden, we've got worry, we've got negativity, we've got anxiety, and we're getting into a place where we feel just as bad about things being good as we did when things were bad. Right. We have the same net level of negative feeling as when things were bad now that they are good. Okay, well, that's not a fun way to live, and we don't want that for you. But it's also easy in that moment, and we've seen this happen a lot for people, unfortunately, where if you feel like, you know what, I'm just as unhappy now as I was before, the next thought that's likely to be in your head is, but I knew the terrain better before. Maybe it was better back where I was. Maybe it was better back when things really were bad, because at least all the negative feelings make sense. I don't want to live in a world that doesn't make sense. And I think that right there, that's what's messing us up, all of us, is that sense of, I don't know what to do with a world I can't make sense of. And that can lead to a lot of negative thoughts and a lot of negative outcomes. The question we need to ask is, how should we think of all this? How do we make sense of all of this?
That really is an excellent question. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. I ain't got no home. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. Gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes fatherless child, I ain't got no home. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home.
The Bridge Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I have been a fry cook at a fried chicken restaurant, and I don't appreciate that being used as the example of the lowest you can sink. It was pretty low at the time, but still.
But everything smelled great. Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I have mowed lawns and picked up beer cans, and I'm glad that's not my job anymore.
Yeah. We are continuing a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my life is getting better, but that makes me nervous. What if it all crashes and burns? And Glenn, we talked in that last segment about the just kind of the mental trick this can play on us, this idea of we would think I'm getting worse than I think I deserve. That I can understand why that makes me angry and sad and all that. But then when we get something that's better than what we think we deserve, we have a pretty similar reaction. So yeah. What is the right way to think of that?
Well, I think it's getting away from deserve altogether. That's a big part of the problem is because we change our minds about that all the time. And also, what does deserve have to do with it?
Sure.
Speaking as a man of God, if God wants to bless you, let him bless you.
Sure.
Why fight it? If there's a challenge that comes your way, let's take that as an opportunity to learn and grow. We're gonna be angry and upset about it. That's part of life. But let's rise to that challenge. But deserve doesn't enter into any of that. That's getting us down the wrong road. And part of the problem when we think of everything in terms of deserve is when we think we get better or worse than what we deserve, we end up sabotaging it back to that thing we think we deserve. And that gets us into a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Yes. What's deserved got to do with it was a much less popular Tina Turner song. This just doesn't scan as well. And Jeff, I'd love you to get you a look at this idea of sabotaging. Because I think Glenn's absolutely right. We all do it. Maybe some folks listening have not recognized that is what they were doing.
Sure.
So what is sabotaging something to get it back to a place you're comfortable with actually look like?
Well, I think we've probably observed this in the lives of our friends. An easy way to see it is we've all had a friend who was dating someone out of their league. We don't want to trade in crude stereotypes, but we've probably all had friends where one of them could probably have done better than the person they're with. I don't know. But so often those relationships, I think we see people fall into one of two camps. Either the person's like, man, I can't believe they're willing to be with me. This is great. Let's keep this going forever. Can you believe it? And the other, and I bet you've seen this, is a relationship where it's like, she's going to figure out she's better than me. And she's going to dump me. I need to dump her first.
Right.
Power move.
Before. And maybe what I'll do is, I'll cheat on her. And then I don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
And
she'll break up with me.
Exactly. So, problem solved. Okay. Well, this is not good thinking. It is sabotage. It is a way of destroying a good thing because that good thing makes me uncomfortable. We've all seen that in relationships, but that actually happens in tons of places. That happens in jobs. It happens in hobbies. It happens in non-romantic relationships. And that's the thing we want to keep you away from, is that sense of sabotage. And so that's really the question we want to look at, is how do we avoid getting into the kind of thought patterns that would lead to that.
And hopefully we'll find something to replace it with. We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I fried more chickens than you could possibly imagine, and I deserve to move up to livers and gizzards. But they passed me over time and again.
Glenn's describing a very particular kind of restaurant when lizards and gizzards is the move up.
Yeah.
I wish I was making some part of that story up. I am not.
We're also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
On The Bridge Loud, we celebrate the societal contributions of the noble fry cook.
Indeed. A radio show of the people, if nothing
Absolutely.
Else. And we're going to answer a question that one of said people wrote in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. This week's question says, my life is getting better, but that makes me nervous. What if it all crashes and burns? And Glenn, in that last segment, we really kind of outlined and put bones on that idea of sabotaging yourself. So that Jed gave us a very good example of maybe we all had a friend who was dating someone who everyone kind of looked at that and said, why is that person with that person? And it got to them eventually, and they were the one who broke it off. So if we're going to resist that idea, we probably have to replace it with something. So what's the better idea to replace it with?
Well, I think it's about getting the focus off of yourself. I mean, there's something about just endlessly contemplating whether I should have this or not that it goes to a dark place, I think, after a while. And it's hard for us to evaluate our own selves and what we should have and shouldn't have. And you're going to end up swinging back and forth between extremes on that. It just isn't healthy or productive. But I can put that take that focus and shift it externally and say, well, I've been blessed by having this new job and I have a raise. Maybe I'm going to buy my grandmother something nice. Mm. She was always there for me, and that's something I can do with that. So it's not really about me in that sense. I'm able to bless other people around me. So there's a deeper purpose and a deeper meaning for this, and it's external to myself.
Absolutely. We probably shouldn't try this theory with the person you're dating. That'd be weird to be like, I'm dating this person who's way out of my league. Dan's always been nice to me. Maybe he can date her too. That's great problems.
That's not how that works.
But Jed, the philosophy is still sound.
Sure.
It still sounds. So what are some other examples of what that might look like?
Well, as Glenn says, if you get a raise at work, find a cause that you believe in and throw a couple dollars their way. That's a great idea. They need it. Maybe you've got a new car or a car that's new to you. You probably have a friend who needs a ride to work. So, help him out, give him a ride to work. Maybe you have a little bit of extra time. It'd be pay time off for something else. Go volunteer somewhere, whether that's, a food pantry or a humane society or whatever. The key thing is you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy that process of giving back and sharing. You'll feel better about your situation, too. And one of the key things that it's going to do is it's going to give you a little bit of a mental break from just thinking endlessly about your situation and whether or not you deserve what you have, whether or not it's right for you to have it. Getting that break in your brain is really important. Getting that rest from having to try and cogitate on all of that. You deserve that rest. We want you to have that rest, and you'll help other people in the process.
Absolutely right. We'll unpack this a little bit more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, what really went well with that fried chicken is a certain secret ingredient. I won't mention it, but Matt will later. I'm just previewing Kerming Attractions.
Oh, foreshadowing. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I can't imagine what that would be.
Thousand Island.
No, nothing's coming to mind.
Ranch.
I like ranch. So.
I just like ranch. Well, before we get to that, we're going to continue to answer our question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my life is getting better, but that makes me nervous. What if it all crashes and burns? There's a number of things we could put on this question. It could be some ranch. It could be something. Popeyes will not give us the recipe, Sue, even though we're a nonprofit and we've asked nicely. But let's just keep the streak going and add a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce! Wait a second, that's what Glenn was referring to!
Yes.
It all comes together now!
A mystery show within our advice show. There's a lot going on The Bridge Loud this week. So, Glenn, in our day job, we work with folks who are exactly on this path. So that maybe I have dealt drugs my whole life. I'm getting my first straight job. That maybe I'm in my first sober and healthy relationship. And this whole plethora of new things that are happening that I know are good, but are still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things you tell people so that they don't go the sabotage route and go the getting good things route?
Well, you know, our thing is helping people spiritually move their spiritual lives forward and working with guys coming out of jail, coming out of addiction, more extreme level problems. And it's really shocking when really good opportunities come their way because they've lived a life where they've had a lot of destruction in it and stuff. And a lot of that they came by honestly, if we're going to look at the big picture. The thing is, when bad things happen to us, we often say, well, you know, bad things happen for a reason, and let's figure out what that reason is and move forward. That may not be the most sensitive thing to say in that moment, but there is truth to that. But the other side of that is there's a reason why good things happen too. That there's a purpose for those good things, and what's really cool is to recognize that God is putting good things in your life so that you can do things with that lead to a much, much better life, a more rewarding life, a meaning and purpose and fulfillment. So it's about recognizing this good thing is really the beginning of a much, much better thing.
Well, I think that ties in exactly what we've been saying on this show, that idea of letting go of the idea of what you deserve will make you much happier. It'll also put a much bigger life before you. You know, the Bible in the book of Ephesians says that God is able to do immeasurably more for us than we ask or imagine. To only set yourself out for a life of things where you would feel comfortable getting what you think you should get is a much smaller life than God wants for you. It's a much smaller life than we want for you. There are better things out there than that. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
If you were looking for accomplishment, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted failure, so here I am. You were looking for intelligence.